other means, what if we also were suspended, were we situated, were we suspended, the kidneys. Now this is in the codeine, I think it's called the codeine load of the liver. This is a tail-like, it's a protuberance, and so it's a tail-like, it's called the codeine load of the liver. And that's, in cattle, it's under the kidneys, the codeine load, the tail-like part of the liver, and according to the second shot, so it is the diet. So the male and the shape you say, since that picture, that we need Kazai is more common, Kazai is more kitchen higher than Tigimon Koreshes. Tigimon Koreshes. But two things left. But many of the shame say, since that good shot in Mokim Shehaya, whether it's the protein flow of the liver or the food of the breath, so we may lay near the diaphragm, I mean, that's what it means, near the diaphragm. So we may lay, we need three xacin of the liver left in order to get shame. All right. So it's lechumre. So it's freif. In other words, if it is not in the regular natural shape, but it has to be gathered, and so then it's freif. Av apishyesh mem bin ze kazayis mokim moro, because kazayis mokim shechayo freif. Yovish. In other words, what it means like this. Let's say this is the liver. So suppose part of the liver was torn out, and then you have another part of the liver, but it's all bimokimor. So then it's not chel. And ketsua means in the form of a strap. Megododi means ragged. Avo pishyesh ben bin yazeh kezai is bimokimor, kezai is bimokim shechayo trei. Yovish kezai is bimokimor, kezai is bimokim shechayo, ad shenifrach. Suppose you have a kazayis mokimor, kazayis mokim shechayo, but that is so dry that it just keeps on breaking. When it keeps on breaking when you scrape it with the nail, so then it's considered as if it doesn't exist, because yovish to an extent that it's nifra v'tziperen is considered as if it doesn't exist. Some may write right. Chilotodom. אבל אם נסליה, תס בגמור. אפילו במוקימור, ובמוקים חיוס הקשר, ואם צורך לימה לסליה בשום מכים יש הקשר. נדלת לעקוב את כל המוקים שמוכו בשום, ועדיין הוא מוכו בביטרף שאין דממברין של עקוב את קשר. קוצב הרמבה, קני עקוב את, והם המזרוקים שבי הדם מזבשת. אם ניקה, איך עוד מהן, טריב. All the, I suppose, I don't know, but the Knei Akovei probably, this probably the hepatic veins, ve'im ha-mizrokim shebei adom mizbashet, im nikaf echod mehen, treiv. Because the hepatic veins are very important in the manufacture of bile that is ultimately transferred to the duodenum, and that is important in digesting the food. I suppose that this is what the Rambam means. Knei Akovei ve'im ha-mizrokim shebei adam mizbashet, im nikaf echod mehen treiv, ve'loi nihir, do machshirinon afilo binital kulei chutz mikazayis, bimokimoro, mikazayis, mokim chiyuso. So memele, these veins, these Knei Akovei, the hepatic veins, should not be more homo than the liver itself. If the liver itself is nikaf, it's not treifo. So the hepatic veins, when they are nikaf, shouldn't be treifo either. Machat shenimtzo bikoveit, bein imbo lifoneinu sholei, boi chotuch, אם צד אופשלי לצד חלל אביימו לחוץ טריפו אפילו כולי תומור בפוסר הקומי של מוחי שישים שמו נכנס דרך הוישת להדקים ויוצא מהדקים לחלל אביימו ונוקף ומשום נכנס לקומי שיהיו נכנס דרך סימפיין לא יוכל לנוקי מצד האופשלי ואם הצד הדק שלי כלפי חוץ כשיו כשיו שאול נותן לי לימל דרך סימפן שם באמת דבר אמורים אחת גזו אבל בדקו איכיל הוא טריפו בכל עניין שהוא רואו לינקי רואו לינקי בסדר אוף שלהם כל סבר רשבו בין הנפקים איזה גזו ואיזה דקו היו כרבים עזו בין עזו אסורו ואירה שהיא מגזו כגרן של תמרו שאינרו יו לינקי שמגזו עשו יגרן של תמרו שאינרו יו לינקוב עד כאן so Now this is a Gemara, at that time we went over. So there is the pshat of Rashi Teisves, the pshat of Rashi and Teisves, and the Rosh, and the Tur, and then the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashi. But the Shulchan Aruch, even though, I mean, he usually passes like the Rambam, but here he doesn't even mention the Rambam's pshat. He doesn't have, and the Rambam Shad, the Rif and the Rambam Shad, is just the reverse of the Rashi's Shad. Oh, Hayimach, we went over, but let's go over, let's just review on it. The Machlekes, the Rashi and the Rambam. Hayimachte, daf mem chesam et beis. The fifth line. Hayimachte, di ishtakach. Bichtiche li kveide. Sova mar dreder ab jetzel vim mitref. Omer li rabashi, yilu ishtakach bipsoi kai gadne, habitorif mar. Elo omer rabashi, chazine. I kupe li ba, li kube nokit vasoi. I kupe li ka, simpune nokit vasoi. Vehane mile ba linti. Abo tinte, lo ishne kupe li kupe li gav, lo ishne kupe li ba, ni kube ni gokit vasoi. So according to Rashi, so kupe b'leba, now kupe means the thick edge. Now, let's say this is the thick edge, and this is the thin edge of the needle. And the thick edge is very thick. Let's say it's like the pit, like the stone of the date. So it's thick edge. So that, it's unlikely that it should be able to puncture the membrane of an internal organ with that thick edge. So kupe meliba means that it sticks, it is impacted in the liver with the thick edge limata towards the halal abeim. And according to Rashi, kupe ligav means that the thick edge is towards the head of the vein. According to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbo, so it's just the other way around. Liba means that it's towards the head of the behemoth, the reisha behemoth, and ligav means that it is towards the halala behemoth. Now, but Rashi and Teisves and the Rosh, the Tur, and there's the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, I mean, they don't mention even the Rambam Shah, they don't even mention it. So according to them, so kupa melebar means that the thick edge of the needle is towards the halal abein. So now the question is, how did it come? The fact that it was found in the liver, so that is not, that doesn't present any problem because nikav akoveit, so it's not rif. But how did it come into the liver? So there are two possibilities. I mean, there are two possible explanations. One is that the liver, that the needle dropped into the organism the usual way, together with all the food, into the vesha, the esophagus, and then into the stomachs, and then into the intestines, and then it went out of the intestines. So as it went out, as the needle went out of the intestines, it punctured the intestines, and then it is, so if let's say this is the liver and this is the needle, and this is the thick edge, and let's say, and it sticks in the liver with the thick edge limato. So then we say the only logical explanation for the presence of this needle in the liver is that it dropped through the veichet together with the food, and then it went down through the whole abdominal canal, I mean through the stomachs and the intestines, and then it went outside into the halal aguf, and then it punctured the internal organs, that in itself made the behemoth into a trefo, and then with the thin edge, it just stuck into the liver. And it remained sticking like this. And this is the way it was, the needle was situated at the time when it was Sheikh Adibay. So it's straight? It's straight. But if the kupo is miligav, that means that the thick edge is here, is sticking in the liver, and the thin edge is towards the halal abheimo limato. So mainly we cannot say, even though the usual thing is for a needle, if it does drop into the organism, to drop through the veichet together with the food. That's the usual thing. But here we have a raya that this did not happen, that the needle did not take this route, this usual route. Because if it took, we found it sticking like this, the thin edge here, limato, and then the thick edge towards the reisha behemo, so the question arises, let's assume that it went down into the esophagus, into the abdominal canal, and the stomachs, and the intestines, and then it punctured, so how did it come impacted in the liver? So what do we say? It just punctured the liver with a thick edge. That's very unlikely. I mean that the thick edge, a very thick edge of the needle should stick into the liver. So it's unlikely. So the melee, the usual route is out. So then we have to attribute it, we have to explain it on the basis of a very unusual phenomenon. It happens unusual. I mean infrequently. In other words, because infrequently the needle might drop into the trachea, into the capillaries, the cone, and then the vena cava is close to the capillaries, to the trachea. So without puncturing any internal organ that is matter of the behemoth, so it might, this is very unusual, but we have no other way of explaining this, the presence of the needle that way. So we say it took the route via the simpe. In other words, what simpe? Through the gargaris, and then from the gargaris into the vena cava, that's the simpe, and then from the vena cava into the liver. This is Rashi's pshat, and this is Tesis pshat, this is the Rosh pshat, this is the Tours pshat, this is how the Mechaber Paschal, the Mechaber Ramo, the Rifs and the Rambams and the Rashbos pshat, no one mentions Lalach. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbos pshat, so just the opposite. In other words, that Kupa Meliba means that the thick edge is towards the head of the brain, is towards the head of the brain, and that means that the thin edge, now this is the thick edge, and the thin edge is towards the halala vein, we matter. So just the reverse according to Rambam, the Rifan Rambam. So I kupem liba liba means towards the head of the bein risha behemo. So it's like this. Some mele, the thin point is headed downward. So then we say that as The needle was dropping. As the needle was dropping, so it probably stuck into the membrane of one of the internal organs. So as the needle was dropping, so melee, according to the Rambam, so we say that in view of the fact that the needle was found in the liver, and there is a connection between the liver and the vena cava, that's the simpain, so we always attribute it to that root. We don't attribute, if the liver would be found, let's say, in an aver that, let's say, in the abdominal canal, let's say in the intestines, then we would say, in all probability, drop through the vein. But since we found the liver, and we found the needle in the liver, so we say that in all probability, it took, an unusual thing happened. In other words, the needle dropped into the trachea, and then from the trachea into the vena cava, and then from the vena cava into the liver, because there is a connection between the vena cava and the liver. So you always assume that it took that route, not the main ship, because since it was found in the liver, so it's a raya that it didn't take the root through the vein. If it took the root through the vein, it wouldn't be found in the liver. Oh, so in either case, we assume, whether it's kupim lebar or kupim legav, we assume that it took the root through the simpain. The trachea, then the vena cava, then the liver. But if it is kupim lebar, kupim lebar means the thick edge, is towards the Vesha Behemo, and the thin edge is here downward towards the Halala Behemo. So Mimele, that means that it was heading with the thin point, with the thin edge, in the direction of the thin edge of the needle. So Mimele, as it was falling through the Vena Cava, it's very likely that the thin edge stuck through the membrane of the Vena Cava, through and through, and then it becomes Treiva. If the vena cava becomes perforated. Masha'inke, so for the same reason that we say that if a needle is found in the halal habeimo, halal aguf, so it's also treva. I mean, what's wrong with the needle being found in the halal aguf? Because it's very likely, since the needle was for a certain time b'chaya habeimo, in the halal aguf, so as in the course of the vibrations and the movements of the habeimo, that this needle stuck into an internal organ, into the dakin, into the stomach, whatever. So here too, since it went through the vena cava, so the mele, we assume, we are anticipating, not that we're not sure, but we anticipate the possibility that as it was falling through the vena cava, it stuck with the thin edge. Masha'inke, if it's kupo miligav means that it was falling, dropping with the, in the direction of the thick edge, so it's not likely that as it is falling, so it should stick in the walls of the vena cava. So maybe it's clear. This is the Rambam Pshat. Now the question is, according to the Rif and the Rambam, so we say if kupo libar means that the thick edge. That the thick edge is towards the range of the vein, and the thin edge is this. So that way, if this is the liver, so it's impacted like this. So we say that it is trifle. Why? But the question is, how did it get into the liver? So the Ruach HaShulchan says that according to the Rambam, so the liver, because the liver could attract, I mean that the needle, even the thick edge of the needle could stick into the liver, even the thick edge. All right. Now this is the Rif and the Rambam. Right, now, the Torah doesn't even mention the Rif and the Rambam Pshat. So again, Machat Shenimtza, but he mentions Rashi Pshat. Machat Shenimtza Bikovei, Beinim Bolu Faneinu Sholei Mechotov, Im Tzalof Sholei Lecat Chalala Beim Olechutz Reifo, Afu Nukuli Tomim Bosra Kodim, Shonechei Shishem Nichmas Derech Habeishet Ladakim Yot Vadakim Lecholo Abeimo, Vinokvim Shom Nichmas Likovei, Shilu Nichmas Derech Zimpil Yochol Vinokvim Tzalof Sholei, Vimatzad, Vimatzad Adak Sholei Kvap Echutz Kshero, Sholeteil Leima Derech Zimpil Lecholo, Vamed Vamurim Machat Kasa, Avo Bidako Ein Chilu, Utreifo Bichol Yigen, Shalveu Limkei Mitzad Arof Sholei, Because the Rajbo in the Pim is a gas and Dako, the Kabino Zubi has a Sura, the Yiras of the Torah says, Shein. So the Rajbo says that they don't know Pim, and he doesn't mention any Shein. The Yiras, Shein, the Gaso, the Garin Shalt Maro, Shein, the Rulo Mingi, Atka. Shein, the Gaso, the Garin Shalt Maro, up to Garin Shalt Maro, up to the thickness of the stone of the David. So if it is, in other words, if it is up to the thickness, so then it is Royal Ingate. But if it is mamish, the size of the thickness of the stone of the day, so it's saying Royal Ingate. Kosova Ochelewis, the Ingif Trafshe, the Kvede Treve, Umachte, the Mishtakre, the Trafshe, in other words, the Ingif Trafshe, the Kvede Treve, Umachte, the Mishtakre, the Trafshe, Sofik Treve. V'chol sofik treifo l'isa. V'im nimtzo b'nisipene rabbe d'kveido. In other words, it's not inke. But b'nisipene rabbe d'vinekeva, if it is just nimtzes in the vinekeva, sheiro b'choli. Noflo le'eya v'yoriko kovet k'neget moro b'eif treifo. Because if it is noflo le'eya, and it's k'neget moro, so it's considered as if it had been removed. In other words, if it fell into the fire, So it burns, so it's considered as if it had been cut out. Now, what's aloche? When the liver is cut out, it all depends which portion. If it's bimokim moro, so it's treif. So if the burned part of the liver is k'neged amoro, so it's treif. V'nimtzu shnei kvedim mibeimot, oy beheif treif, d'chol yesa k'notu dole, v'havalei nitla akobim, v'yei shemurim, דורי אמרינון כאילו ניתו כולי, אלו כאילו ניתו עם המוקים שהוא דוביק שם, הילקח אם הם דבוקים בכזיין של מוקים מורו, או בכזיין של מוקים חיוס את ריפו, ואם לאו קשיר. So that was, the first sheet is the sheet of Rashi, which is also the sheet of the Rambam, that כל יסר כנות על דומה implies that if there is an additional עיוור, so it's considered as if the בהימו had been deficient in the name. So in other words, so we say, that if, let's say, there are two livers, so it's considered as if the behemoth had no liver. Now, if it had no liver, so it's certainly treif. So here it's also treif. There's the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, and the sheet of Moshe Rashi. But then the Yeshem and the sheet of the Rambam, Lamrin of little Kulei, Yalokim, little Mamokim, Shudobik Shom, Hilkach, he made the book in because I shall look in more, or because I shall look in Chiyuso. There's the Kodei lobe of the liver, treif, or the diaphragm. So, v'imlav k'sheiro, that's the Ramban sheet, that kol yesek anotel dome does not imply that if there was an additional eiver, so it's considered as if it had been deficient in that eiver. In other words, that if it has two livers, it's considered as if there's no liver. No, but kol yesek anotel dome, the halachah mishum sefer yesek anotel dome, implies that if there is an additional eiver, so it's considered as if that condition, as if the behemoth had been born with that additional liver, and then a doctor came and cut out that additional liver, that additional liver, together with the thing that adjoins it. Now, so mele, if it has two livers, so it's considered as if this behemoth had been born with two livers, and then the second liver, the additional liver, had been cut out, together with the thing that adjoins it. So if the additional liver happens to be, now let's say, here is one liver, and now let's say, is the gallbladder. Here is the liver, the natural liver, that every behemoth has. And then this behemoth, has another liver, and the other liver is situated, adjoins the gallbladder. So then, according to Ramban, it would be treifa. because we say koyes benetel dome. So since there is an additional lever, it's considered as if this behemah had been born with an additional lever, and then a doctor came and cut out the additional lever and the thing that adjoins it. So in other words, it should be considered as if it was cut out together with the mor. So memele, it's like, but suppose the additional liver is not the mokimor, is here, so then it's not I have to finish here because I have to go to a funeral. So we'll go over the Mechaber and Ramo, Simen Memale, and it's a big Simen, so I can't go through it now. It's a big Simen. So, and then we should go over on Sunday, also in the Tour and Mechaber and Ramo, Membeis and Memgimo we already went over once, and Memdalet. Beneath the kitachas akloes, beneath the kidneys, that is the caudate lobe of the liver. The caudate, in other words, tail-like portion of the liver. And then another pshat is trafshe, where it is at the point near the diaphragm. Now, so. There is one shite because of, so that we need to gzeisim, that the Gemara itself says. One be mokimor, one mokir yusei. But the isa v'heter, now the shach, Sif Aleph says, because of the isa v'heter, klal v'nalev, din ches, hilkach tzor gimul zeisim, beil gimul mkeis. Umivir b'terashatos klal p'tez, din tez l'tekaloch. The Ramo here doesn't mention it, but in terashatos, the Ramo paskins, that because of the two pshatim in Rashi, we require not two gzeisim, but three gzeisim. Two gzeisim, the Gemara says, but we need three gzeisim because of the two pshatim in Rashi as to what mikim chivusei means, whether it means the caudic lobe of the liver, or it means at the point where it near the dive, the trash. All right. Hello. Now, Elim can ishtaya kazayim o kimor kazayim o kimchiyusim. Shehu tolim. V'yiyu kishnei zeisim. So the Mechaba doesn't pass them. Three zeisim. And the Ramo here doesn't say it either. But in Teres Chatos he says three zeisim. V'yiyu kishnei zeisim alol. Kol echo tcholim imkemi. Avo limoyo mislaki to ikotzu o mihuda trein. But that's an abayim in Gemara. So he passed them lechumre. In other words, suppose it has to be collected from several places. But each piece is v'kimchiyusim v'kimor. But they're not together. So that's not bias. We pass the chumre. Oh, it's in the form of a strap. Oh, it's rag. So it's like. Shio zedich shnei zeisim af b'sher agodl. Uveiv hakel if igodl yukad. Yomi shakobet ad shenivchach kipitzpere. Treiv. So that when Bushi yomi shkul in shtaya kazayim yomo kimoro. Kazayim yomo kifin yusei. It doesn't make any difference whether it's gone completely or it's not gone. But it is so deteriorated that it creeps off by your nail. So then it's considered like God. V'im yofshu elu habizeisim livad nametreiv. Because this area is important. Suppose at the area of Mikim Chiyusei, at the area of Mikim Amor, so it is yomish, but the rest is intact. Not deteriorated, so it's also treif, because The important thing is that there should be a minimum kovet at these two areas. Nimika kovet, the heimische dam yetzin psara kovet shen nimok, vehoyoli dam, if it became so soft, so crushed, that dam, that it turns into blood, so it's like, afa pishen nishtayro beis azesi, the seifi liroki faki. Yei shemri, kovet she koshe ke'eben treif. In other words, because a kovet liver is naturally very soft. So, if it became so soft that it turns into blood like this, the kovet in its natural state emanates dam profusely. But suppose if it is so soft, it's mamish crush, that it turns into dam mamish, then it's reif. Then Rambam says, suppose the other extreme. In other words, that the kovet which is naturally soft is very hard, koshik even, so it's also treif. Again, it depends whether in these two areas, it is hard or not. So if in these two areas it is hard, Kevin, then it's treif. But if in these two areas it's not hard, Kevin, the rest of the liver is hard, Kevin, it's not treif. His liya kovet, that's in pricing, tafum ches, afil mokimo, of mikim chiyuse is kshem. Nekar hakovet umkem is harbe, umiura bitrafsheyen, kamiat vikamiat, ikshem. So if it is detached at certain points, but it is still attached, so it's kshem. Machat shem nimtzo bikovet, Bein shebo lifoneinu sholim, bein shebo chotuch. Now that's the din. So we have there two pshatim: the pshat of Rashi, Tesis, the Rosh, the Tur, and the pshat of the Riv, the Rambam, and the Rashi. And the two paskins like the pshat of the Rambam. I'm sorry, like the pshat of Rashi, not like the Rambam. Doesn't even mention it. Nor does the Mechaber or the Ramo mention the pshat of the Riv and the Rambam, even though ordinarily they. The Mechaber always follows the Shitas Rambam. Here it doesn't even mention. Machat shenimtzo bikovet beishebo lefanim sholem beishebo chotuch imtza lehov shalei lecad chala beimu afilu kotot mibosu hakovet reifo. Imtza dadak shalei kelapi chutz kshayro shomu teilin leima aderech simpin boshon vidavke shesad alof peine lecad asimpin avolu peine lizdodin bicholin yetreifo. Because if it had taken the root via the simpin, via the simpain, via the trachea and the vinekeva, so you wouldn't find it in this position. Bitlitz don. Bamed vom amurim imachat gaso, avu bidako in chilu, utreifo, vishio gaso, kishio gavin shol tamre. All right, we discussed it on fine. Machat shenim tzo visimpin godol, shevikobeit. So, vu simpin, hakone. שנכנס בסייכי וכן היא נמצא בסימפין גודל של רייק שאירו. Because if it is found the machat in the kobe, in the simpin, let's in the vinakeva, so then it's a raya that he took the root via the simpinis, because it was found in the simpinis. Nikav talfesh hakovet nekev mifulesh mitzad hakovet reiv. So if the talfish hakovet was, in other words, if the diaphragm that is near the liver, so was nikal, nekev mifulesh misad hakovet, is treif. Avon nisrecho bisirche bitzelakshe. All right, the second thing, so is based upon the principle that sirche only answers in the rei, but not in other form. Now the first step. So it says, Nikev Tarfish Hakovet, Nekev Mifulesh Mitzad Hakovet Reif. Now, there's a lot of discussion by the Bach, the Taz, and the Shach. Nikev Tarfish Hakovet, Nekev Mifulesh Mitzad Hakovet Trey. Now, the Torah mentions that. Umachte din no. Kosa bahat. Di ninkav trafshe di kvede. The diet from Israel. Now, this is not mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in the Brisa. It's not mentioned. We cannot be meisif on the treifish, amonu chazal. But, so Bais Yosef says, that this brachas delis is not to be considered as a treif of bifnei atzmei. But if there is a nekef in the diaphragm, so he says, the chayvon, dein piso, ha nekef mitzad atzme, elu mpnei shiseif ha kovid linoti. So in other words, it's not a treifes mitzad atzme, but because seif ha kovid linoti. All right, it's a big chiddush. Now, but the question is, why does he say the Mechaber? So the Torah doesn't make any limitation. Nikaf tarfish akovet nekev mifurish mitzad akovet reiv. Nikaf trafshe nikvedet reiv. Here the Mechaber mentions a certain limitation. Now, the Bach mentions that. The Bach here on the Torah, because of the Sifra Amor Hashem Mitzvus, the Trafshe, the Kvede, the Nikvo, the Nekev, and Fulish, the Nakovet, the Kach Posek, the Shukhanot. So, that's the Lashon of the Mordecha. Umashma, the Nikev, the Nikev, the Nakovet, in the Trev. Because of the Shor Posek, the Kosov, the Stam, Al Shem Bahag, the Inka, the Trafshe, the Kvede, the Trev. We saw the Marie, בתחום סדשן, סימן קופסה מגימו, היבי דין זה בלו של המודחי, ולא יזכם את זה הקובד. וכן ביסווה יותר אורך, שם נאלף, סימן לדלת, ושאולים לדלת, ועוד. So the question is, why was that? But in the מודחי, it's mentioned מצד הקובד, and the מחבר also mentions. So the Bach says, ונראה דהי מצד הקובד שנמצא בספרי הדפוס, תוי סייבי. וכך הוא יש, במודחי יושן בידויק, כסיר הסייב, שאולי כוסף בין מצד הקובד. אלו כך כוסף שם, דתרף של יקבדה שניקבו נקב מפולוש, שהוא חוצר עקוב ויתריב. So the Bach says that is it always safer on the Mechaber. And then, but the same thing appears in all the Tfusim in the Mordechai, Mr. Akovet. So he says he saw in one Tfus that he didn't say Mr. Akovet. So it's it always safer. And this is how it should read. דתרף של יקבדה שניקבו נקב מפולוש, שהוא חוצר עקוב ויתריב. I mean, the trafshe, the diaphragm is called chotzer hakovet. So it doesn't make any difference. In other words, because according to halachas delis, if there is a nekev in the diaphragm, so then it's symptomatic of a total deterioration of the future. Total deterioration of the kovet. That's what halachas delis says. V'amatfisim tov v'yichnisu mitzad hakovet mokim chotzer hakovet. So actually it was written, so then, the matvis put in by mistake mitzad hakovet, and chotzer hakovet means the diaphragm. V'hochel aktino, v'chol mokim shenika chotzer hakovet reifa b'di kenekev mefurish. So in other words, so he rejects this limitation. This is what the Bach says. Now let's see what the Taz says. Sifches mitzad hakovet kenu b'mordechai umir chomiz al tamo dechan mashma sheyesh chiluk dimnikav shaloi mitzad hakovet kosher. Ushor poskin, loy choluk ubaze. וכן בתחום הדשן סימן כוסר לגימו, אם יודעים ומות חיים ונזכם צד הקובד, גם בניסה בהתא משפע שאין חילוק אין שום, כבר הוא נלב, סימן ודלד ושם דלד, עד כאן, כוסר דהי מצעד, על כוח כוסר, זה אומר לכל מטבח, על כוח כוסר, דהי מצעד אותו יסי, שכוסר במורד חי חוצר הקובד, חוצר הקובד, מן זה די בו, ועמד תקטור, וכוסר מצעד במוקם חוצר, ולי נראה, להודי כוסר מצעד הקובד, לא יוסר לי מוטה שיהיו כושר בחוצר הקובד, באיזה מוקים שבשטח חוצר הקובד, דיוודאי בכל מוקים טריפו, אלו כוונוסי שבחוצר הקובד יש בי חילק שהוא פורוס על דיף מהבים, והקי מסחי לילק בחלל הבים, דרך הפסוק על הקובד, באוויר החולו, ועל זה אומר כל שיש בנקב, בכל שטח שבשיח אוויר החולו, אבל באיזה חילק שהוא פורוס על הדיפן, So the Taz says that we have to be gayers. But the diaphragm is attached to the liver. But there is a portion of the diaphragm that is not kineged the liver, but that is kineged the liver. So, since that the nekev nitarfish akoveit is not a treifis per se, by itself, because eimonu lehesif al treifish amonu chazal, and there is no gemara that mentions nikav tarfish akoveit among the treifis, but the pshat in the halachas is that if there is a nekev nitarfish akoveit, so then we say that the whole koveit is destined to be gone. So when do we say that only the nekef is in that part of the diaphragm that is connected to COVID? But there is a portion of the diaphragm that is connected to the diaphragm that is not connected to COVID. So if a nekef occurs in that part of the diaphragm that is connected to the diaphragm, not connected to COVID, so it's not true. This is what he said. I will be a cholok. שהוא פורס על הדין ונקב פסל, ודובר זה בורו בטיימי. דאו כוסר ביסיוס בשם הגויס אשרה. הגויס אשרה, דתאם הטריפס וחוצר הקובד, הוא אין לי מצד עצמי, אלו שסייב שתנות לקובד, ומשמו אחרי נצירך פסל הזבי. דעת הרבי, כל שני סתם, מהנה, משמו אחרי גם אם יש נקב מפולש באיזה חלק, שדובר פלגבר, כל שכן שניסה, דו הדין במחס הנקב, אף על פי שאין נכנס לסייכה, ודוב בי, מכל מוקם מן הרוח, נכנס לשום דרך איזה נקב, תעדיף עם חסס הנקב, על כל הקשיר בזה, נמצא שכל הפוסקים יופי עושו, שלא יחילקו בכך, שהם לא דיברו אלו מחילק שבעה ברבינו, ועמוד החיירי יכול לחוץ על ההירס לנו, שלא ניתלה עם הדף חילק שאין צלעדיו ונתכו חוצרה כובד, כן לא בור ונוח. And he says, and the reason is why only if the nekif occurs in that portion that is connected to COVID, but if the nekif occurs in the diaphragm, in the portion that is not connected to COVID, but connected to the diaphragm, in view of the fact that Nikuvas Trafshin the COVID is not a treves mitadatzim, even if it had been a treves mitadatzim, it would make any difference in what portion of the diaphragm the nekif is. But since it's not a treves mitadatzim, but only because we say, as a result of the nekif in the Trafshin the COVID, so Sefer Kovid is Lital, so that's only Shayach if the Nekev is Kineged HaKovid, not if it's Kineged HaLev. Now let's see what the Shach says. Mitzad Sifyot Gimel. במוקים חוצר וכן הגיע בסיבר גבולס מורדכי וכן בשירות החדושס שנתפסו ושאם כמה דברים חמוצות לא יגיבו. So he doesn't appear to reject the שיטה of the Bach, but at first he mentions כי הטרף של רחובי יהיה זה מהקובי פסד מן הטרף של מחוס מהקובי ושום יוכל לי סנקב רוחת מן הקובי. So it is similar to the פשעת of the Taz, even though, I mean, the Taz is more articulate than me, more explicit, and the Shach mentions the name of someone, but it probably means the same thing that the Taz. All right. Because Sirche is only matrif in the Re'eh. It's not matrif in any other organ. V'nisrach, however, the Ramo mentions one exception. V'nisrach talfesh hakovet lebisakeses, yesh liptek bikeres, shebivada yeshom keitze machat shenikvo, val dize bo sil chazuk. Kim otzos in bikes ishonim, lo yisim, ma yisim lochanot. So he says, even though generally a silche in any organ other than the reye is not matzif, and we don't even require, we're not even expected to make any bdikas. But there is one exception. If there is an adhesion between the talfish akove, the diaphragm, and the base akeitzes, so then we have to be bathing the keres. Because shebivada yeshom keitzu machat shenikvo, valdize bo sil chazuk. Valdize bo sil chazuk. Now the lashon of the Ramo is, the lashon of the Ramo is shebivada. So that would indicate that, I mean, that that even if it's impossible to be bedeik, it's also awesome. However, the Chashuv Chom mentions the machlekes on that. So he says, "V'im libotku ba'keres, yesh b'she'im el gam b'devil osa. D'chid b'she'kosav shebivada yeshom keitzu machat." The lashon is that it's vaday. Have a reyese brura v'in lachshav loybdiki. Afilu b'devil. That's how it's mashed. Kash does a lashon is mashed like that. But then he mentions the name of the chutashoni. Now I couldn't get it safer. V'yesh b'she'matir b'devil. Mipnei she'in ze reyese brura. So why does Ramo say Bivadai? So the Loshin Shem Bivadai Yeshom Keitzu Machat. The Loshin Shem Bivadai Yeshom Keitzu Machat Lav Davki. And who acts maybe Sifre Teres Chatos because of Rak Shemo Yeshom Keitzu Machat. So the Mele, if it's Shemo, so we can say that it's only Lechatchila. Anyway, there is a Machlekes Achreinim on that question. But this is has no mockery on the Gemara, just an observation on it. That the Mitzias is that many times when there is a Keitze Machat in the Keres, in the woman of the Behemoth, so then there is an adhesion between, there is an adhesion between the diaphragm and the Bezakis. Nimtzo Machat bitarfesh, sofik treik. Why? Because we are chesheish, because when it entered the machash, maybe it was nekiv echod mivorim apnimi. All right, nimtzu shnei kvedim bibeim oy beim treif dichol yesa kenotol domi vehavelei nitalakovit have nitalakovit. Now, so the two here mentioned today is. But the Mechaba doesn't mention today's. Why? Because the Mechaba passes completely like the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, that Kol Yesa Kenotol Domi implies that whenever there is an additional labor, so it's considered as if the natural labor had been taken out. So in other words, suppose the natural liver had been taken out. So of course it will be treifa, because we must have a minimum of two gzeisim of the liver remaining. So here it's also time. But then the two mentioned the Yeshim Lamrino to Little Kulel, Kinitla Mokam Mokim Shudovic Shom, Hilkahim in Tukim, because I shall Mokim Moro, because I shall Mokim Chiyu, Setreif, and Wafi Sheiro. So there's the sheet of the Ramban. According to Ramban, Kol Yesek Benot HaDomit does not imply that any additional eiver is considered as if the behemoth had been deficient in that kind of eiver. But that Kol Yesek, if there is an additional eiver, so it's considered as if the behemoth had been born with this additional eiver, and then a doctor came, and someone came and cut it out, together with that eiver to which it is adjoins. So in other words, so Mimele, there's the Ramban Shita. So there's the Ramban Shita. So Mimele here, it depends. If the additional eiver happens to be located near the Moro or near Mokim Chiyusei, the Kodit Lohupan Daifem, so Mimele it's considered as if that additional eiver had been cut out together with the Moro. So Mimele is brave. Mashim came, it is not Dovuk, because I shall mock him more. If it's not Dovuk, if it's, it doesn't adjoin that portion of the liver that itself is, adjoins the gallbladder, so Mimele, it's not Reve von Rama. But, and then, of course, there is a third Shita that Ms. Yosef mentions, that even the Tur doesn't mention. There's the Shita of the Rashba, that Kol Yesek Notal Dome only implies that any additional eiver is considered as if the behemoth had been born with this additional eiver and then it was removed, so the melee cavity was formed. So then it depends if, as a result of a cavity being formed in that place, it's trefor. So then it's trefor. So the melee, if a lobe of the lung, if there is an additional lobe of the lung. An additional lobe of the lung, so then it's trefor. Why? Because we consider it as if this additional lobe of the lung had been cut out and the cavity is formed. Now, if the cavity is formed and if there is a nekev in the lungs, so maybe it's trefor. So there it's trefor. Mashen can hear. So we only consider it as if this additional covet had been removed. So what? But the natural COVID is there. We don't consider it as if the natural COVID had also been removed. Only if this additional COVID had been removed. So Mimele, it's Ksheo according to the Rosh, according to the Rosh agrees with the Shita of Rashi, according to the Rashbo, so it's Ksheo under all circumstances. According to the Ramban, it is straightforward. If the additional COVID happens to be located near the Kazayis of that is Milokimor. But according to the Rashba, under all circumstances, Ksheo. So, but the Mechaber only mentions the Shita of Rashi and the Rosh and the Rambam because he's not Cheshish for the other Shita. He doesn't mention the other Shitas. All right, now. Now, the next Simen. Simen Membeis. In the Mtur. Mo Rosh and Nikvo. Trev. If the gallbladder was perforated, it's Trev. The Nikvo Kineged HaKoveit. Ve'akovet seif mei is kshel. If it is perforated near the kovet and the kovet blocks it, so then it's a protection. Now the reason is why Morosh and Nikvo is trefo, because if it is Nikvo, so then it will deteriorate. But if it is blocked in the neck, in the gallbladder, is blocked by the kovet, so then it's kshel. Nitlo biyad oy chaseiro treif. Suppose the gallbladder was cut out, or it's missing, treif. Suppose it was born without the gallbladder. That can happen sometimes. It's an abnormal situation. So mimele is treif. Avol yesh menei feish ein lo emor. Ken tevi mubnei bneyeno. Turtle doves don't even have a gallbladder. Vein leis om kim shekolan minu kach. In other words, we couldn't say just because there's a certain species of aphids that don't have a moro. So the male nitla moro shouldn't be matrif in any of. We don't say that. Kosabahak, nitla hamoro tamina lo biduch, im yesh bo tamoro ksheil, biyudu asher. So Halacha Dibra says, even though Nital Hamor is treifo, even though it's not always straightforward, so it is only straightforward if, in other words, what is the function of the gold lab? What is the function of the gold lab? I mean, Dr. Bowden mentions a lot of nonsense, I mean, about that. You see, the Gemara does not mean that there is no Gemara and there is no Rishi who says that the Moro produces, that the gold blooder produces the Bible. There is no such Gemara. You won't find even one Achrein, I mean, that could say that the Moro produces the Bible. But we see from the Gemara that the Moro is important, and why is the Moro important? Because of the Bible. But whatever secretes the bile, the liver secretes the bile. Not the moro. But what is the function of the moro, of the gallbladder? The gallbladder stores the bile. And what's so important about the bile? The bile is very important. I mean, that every doctor will admit that. That the bile is important because the bile is transferred. Is transferred to the duodenum, and then with this enables the digestion. In other words, without the bile being transferred to duodenum, so then the digestion would not take place. So that's the importance of the moro. Now, but the moro, the gallbladder, does not produce the bile. The liver secretes the bile, but then it is stored. It is stored in the gallbladder, and then this bile is indispensable for the digestion in the duodenum. So, namely, the reason as to why it's straightforward, why is do we say that if the moro is nikav or if the gallbladder is perforated or if the gallbladder is cut out. So then it's a major mako. Why is it a major mako? Because if the moro is punctured, or if the moro is cut out, so then we don't have any aver which will store the bile. So memele, if we don't have an aver which will store the bile, so memele, that's a major mako. That's a major mako and it's faithful. But, so memele, the Aloch HaDele says, because of Aloch HaDele, nital hamoro, tamino lo biduchto, at that place. So, im yesh bo tam, where it was cut out. Where it's cut out. Im yesh bo tam moro ksheiro, be yodua sheniv lo bim keimo. So if, when he tastes the tissue, that at which it would, the gallbladder was cut out, he can taste the tam of bile, so that means that even though the gallbladder was cut out, but that doesn't mean that the bile is not secreted and then the bile is not transferred to the duodenum. Because we see that the bile is still there. So obviously, without the organ that normally stores the bile, so this process of the bile being secreted and first being stored, I mean, and so usually it is first stored in the gallbladder, and then it passes into the duodenum, and there it helps the digestion. But somehow we see that the bile remained there. Otherwise, if the bile didn't remain there, why would we taste a tam of bile bim kemo? So maybe it's not right because of the rabbon. So the Ravon mentions another Chiddush. In other words, mentions another Chiddush. We see from all these Rishonim, from the Bahag and the Ravon, we see, I mean, that it's not that the fact that the gallbladder is missing, that in itself is matter of the Behemo. I mean, could you say that in regard to any other Eiver? I mean, what? Because any other aver, so that is an important organ per se. So, maybe if it's missing, so it's dreifo. So what do we care whether you can taste the tam of the lung bim kemo or not? Suppose, I mean, the lung also has a special taste. So, suppose if a lobe of the lung is cut out, and then somebody would taste bin kemo, and he would feel the common long. So it's still tribal, but different than me. But here it's not the fact that the gallbladder is missing, that in itself is the makor that is matzeh. If the gallbladder is missing, so then we are chishish, maybe the, since there is no organ which will store the bile, some mele, no bile will be secreted in an effective way, so that it will ultimately be transferred to the duodenum and help in the digestion. But if we tasted in chemo, so then it's a raya that this process of bile that is secreted by the liver, so somehow it manages the reason of bile. And the bile is produced and secreted, and that it can go into the duodenum and help in the digestion. So Ravon says one more chiddush, that even if you couldn't taste the time of bile in the raw piece of bimkeimo in the tissue, that bimkeimo while it's raw, but if after you boil it you could feel that the time of bile, it's very bitter. So then it's a raya that the process of the secretion of the bile and its transfer to the duodenum was not interfered with. Because of Ravon, vimoitam bo, mo kishechayo, when it's raw, it's leno. Vimbo alo begavo, yoi betaimo. Alright. Vimnimzu shtayim trei. So we see from this that moro, nechsero hamoro, nechsero hamoro, so nitla hamoro, so is trefo, not because of the chaseres hamoro per se, but because we are chinshesh, maybe it will interfere with the digestion process, because this is a very important function for the moro to store the body. Alright. Wie nimmt so Stein Trefer, die Chinotel dann? Wie im Jachas, wie nir es gestein, nee, quine iso. Wie im Schäfre so oder so, in other words, suppose there is only one gallbladder, but they look like two separate gallbladders. So then, Nekvineiso, Vim Shef Rezulezu, Achas Yilksheo. Achas Yilksheo. We had that, like Abe Bue, in the Reye, we had the same criteria. In other words, if they are Shef Rezulezu, so the Alpidin is considered as one. If they are not Shef Rezulezu, so they are considered as two. Vim Lav Bei Zemutre, Galin Shenimtso, Im Hu Godel Kishotam Rekshero. Suppose we find a stone that is as big as the stone of a date. So then it's kshero. Why? Because it couldn't. It has such a thick edge that it couldn't enter it. It couldn't puncture it. So how did it come into the gallbladder? Via the simpen. Via the simpen, so maybe it's not right. So he didn't have to puncture the mo. But if it's very thin, then it's very likely that it got its way into the gallbladder by puncturing. And if it punctures, then it's right. Because the usual route is through the patient. And then it came out, and then it punctured. So maybe if it has a very thin edge, so it's possible that it should puncture. So then we attribute it to the usual route. But if it has a very thick edge, so then it's not possible, or it's highly unlikely that it should puncture. So maybe we attribute it, we say that it took an unusual route. In other words, via the symbol. Alright. מורו שניקווה טריב, ואם ניקווה כנגד הכובד, והכובד סייט מי קשר. נזריכו המורו למוקים אחר קשרו, because that's the general principle, that there is צירכה only עשרס in רי, not in any other רי. ניתולו ביד, או יחסי רוטריב. או יחסי רוטריב. There is one sheet, so we say, this is a good social, that says, what I mean, I'm interested. Now, nitulo biyad v'chasei otrei, im chasei o hamo, kirei ha'akove chasi v'are, if the moro is missing, so he has to tear open the kove chasi v'are, v'tear me bolsheni, im yitim ta'amar k'sheo, so that's what, that indicates that in spite of the fact that the storage area is lacking, but the process still goes on. V'im lo yitam ta'amo, yitzlelenu b'gecholim v'yitim, im yech b'ta'amo k'sheo, in other words, that's the ta'amo bar. V'im lav treim, v'af achshov, nuchal lismeich al timas hakovet. Al timas hakovet. So, in other words, so we can rely on the fact that the kovei tastes bitter. Nimtzu shtei morei streifu, dich editu lodom, v'im y'achas v'niras kishtayi, neikvineiso, v'im sheik chizu lezu, achas y'ukshero, v'im lav shtayi mihu treifu. Shtayi mihu treifu. Im nokvuo, ולא יו יושב חיזו לזו. והכי נופחו זו, ואורצו גם חוותו במפיחו, זו. אוי שהטילו מים באחס מהם, אבל ניקח נשמל גם חוותו, מים, כשאו. Because that's a raya that it's one more. Since in the case where it empties out one to the other, it's a raya it's one. Or even if it didn't empty out one to the other. So, but since by blowing one, so also gam chaver to bimficha, so it's a raya, that it's one. Or by filling up one in water, so then the chavot is also nismal, so it's a raya, it's one. Afal pi shein shtei moreis, mureis, rak shebimokim divukon bikovi, kmuirecha etzba, hoyuk achas ksheiro, afil mishapcha. In other words, even though they look separate, but at one point, there is a juncture, there is a chibur, and they are together. And they are together along Recha Fetzba. So Mimele, even without Shafradote, is considered as one. Vu adini mitchluso nishtayim, u viseif in isarveis, vinasis achas ikshev. Nasis achas ikshev. The shiur of Recha Fetzba we had in connection with Neimali, but they are we have all kinds of shittes, but it's a similar shit. Hoyu shtei moris b'chovit achas, heino v'achas heino. V'sim p'nechot, there is one too, the chefich moro l'shtei. Because the bile really is secreted, it's produced by the liver, and then through the hepatic veins, it comes into the gallbladder, and there it's stored. I mean, it doesn't do anything. It just, the gallbladder just stores it. So, hoyu shtei moris b'chovid achas, heino, achas heino, b'chovid, achas heino v'achas heino. V'sim p'nechot, that's probably one of the hepatic veins. Shevich moro l'shteye. I mean, in other words, the same hepatic vein transfers bile, to both. You see, the term moro sometimes is a little confusing. Maybe in the Mechaber and Ramo it's not confusing, but in certain tars, in certain shachs, it's a little confusing. Because in English, so the aver is called gallbladder. And the greenish fluid, the bitter greenish fluid, is called bile. But the Rishenim refer to the aver by the term moro and to the bile, which is the fluid that is really produced by the liver, and then it is flowing, it is transferred into, and it is stored into the gallbladder through the via the hepatic veins, is also called mor. So he said, so ho yoshtei mor is bechomim achaseino vachaseino. We sit pinachot, one hepatic vein probably, sheifich mor lishteya, uchsheodom zeki vachas, choyzeres leicho limokim shasim pe mechalik mor, we sheifich lishteya, abo kishin sheifreis, ki derech shenein is bechaya beimo in sheifreis ulesu. Now suppose that ordinarily when it's in days, when you don't raise it, so then the same bile does not empty out from one into the other. But if you raise it, so then the same tube will bring bile into both. So you see, he says, "Yesh la'achshav v'mes Yisrael." In other words, because most poskim hold that the fact that you can make the same bile flow through the same simpen into both so-called gallbladders shows that in reality it's one gallbladder. But there is a shita to the contrary. In other words, the other shita says only when normally when the gallbladder or the gallbladders are left in the natural position as when the behemoth is living, if in that situation, in that position, so the bile, one hepatic vein will flow bile to both gallbladders, then it's considered like one gallbladder. But if in the normal, in the natural position, so the same hepatic vein will not flow bile to both gallbladders, so then it's considered as two separate. But most poskim hold, as long as you can manipulate that the same hepatic vein should flow bile into both, so it's considered as one. So that's why the Mechaber says v'yesh lahachshir v'beimas Yisrael. Moro hanikeres meiver leiver shel kovet yishafcha la'adode chode ukshero v'yiloi shafcha la'adode treif. Now, something similar is mentioned in similar mezayim we learn in regard to buis. In similar mezayim, now, so there the din is different. In Sin Lamed Zayin, Sifei, it is mentioned, Buye Bereye, V'nikeres V'Yivarache, Afal Gavle Shvifet Shvicha Adode, Kshir. So why does the Mechaber say, Afal Gavle Shvicha Adode? Because since it's Loi Shvicha Adode, so then it could be considered as two boys, because it's Loi Shvicha Adode. Loi Mi Boye, if it's Shvicha Adode, so it's one boy. But if it's Loi Shvicha Adode, so it's two separate boys, and the halacha is two separate boys that are contiguous to each other, that are smicha la'adode. So then it is treife. So one could argue, and there is such a shite, that bue bereyev nikeres bivarachei and lo yishvich la'adode. So on one hand it's two separate boys because it's lo yishvich la'adode, and on the other there is such a shite that since it's nikeres beivarachei, so mainly it's considered smichlato. There is such a shita. So the Mechaber says no, we don't pass like that. It's not considered smichlato. So that's shita. Vihudol in kaimed bimokim simpenis. Avol in kaimed bimokim simpenis. The high debates its boys minashipule bidako vidal bigaso no aglat. And the halacha is if the simpenis are deteriorated, are decayed, then it's safe. So the Gemara mentions, if we, let's say, if it became liquid-like, so then we have to test whether the simpenes are intact, were decayed, or the simpenes are not decayed. If we see that white stuff, so that's a raya, that's the simpenes, and that will be a raya that they are deteriorated, so then it's trifle. But if we don't see it, we don't see the white stuff, so then we don't have to be cheshish, maybe the simpenes deteriorated. But if the symphysis is the bronchi are deteriorated, then it's safe. In case where the lung became liquid like. Now, so here he says, we would like can come symphysis. Avon can come symphysis. No, I will have to. We daf ke di shavchela dode. Avon ilo shavchela dode. Koshe. So when do we say that if it's mokim simpenis, so it's if it is shafladod, why shafladod? But before the Mechaba said, Avogam loishli chadod ekshayo. In other words, needless to mention that if shafladod ekshayo, then it's of course ekshayo. So there the Mechaba has referenced the case where it's not kainim kim simpenis. So then it's more poshet that if shafladod ekshayo, then loishafla, because if shafladod, it's one abscess, it's one bue, and one bue cannot be matri. But even loy shavcha dode, so it's two, so you could argue, and there is such a shite that it should be considered smichla dode because it's in chorus beiver achay, so gamashma. But here he says just the reverse, that if it's kaimi mokim simpeneis, if the bue is mimokim simpeneis, so then it's really only shavcha dode. Why only shavcha dode? Shavcha dode should be in mailo. The answer is, so I said, as the Ocha Shulchan explains it very well, in other words, because now the Shittes HaRambam is that the Buye Bereye even one cyst, one abscess, so it's Ksheiro, but it requires B'dikas HaSimpeinis. The other is Sheim Achim. And why does the Rambam, what's the Rambam smoke here? That it requires B'dikas HaSimpeinis, because we see from the Gemore that it bue bereye is more chomor, even a single bue bereye is more chomor than the case where it became liquid like, because there is one mandoma who is machmir ligabe a single bue in the rei. We don't pass by the mandoma, so even the mandoma who is machshir when the lung became liquid like, so is still asas. So true, we pass that it buye bereye is ksheiro, but since in the case where the lung became liquid-like, so we require bdikes simpenes, so Rambam says, so where we have an abscess in the lung, we certainly require. But the other is sheinim achilik, and we don't pass like the Rambam. We don't pass like the Rambam. Why? Because in the case where it became liquid-like, so then there is a reyesed. Maybe the simpain is already deteriorated because it became liquid-like. Masha'imke, where there is just a bue in the reye, so then we don't have to be change. Maybe the simpain is are deteriorated, so we don't even have to be bathing the simpain. But in this case, where it's a bue bereye, v'nikeres b'ivarachei, and the bue, the abscess, is in the area of the bronchi, of the simpenes. So then it's a raglaim lidovo. It's a raglaim lidovo. Since we see the bue on both sides of the reye, so it's a raglaim lidovo. If it is shavchaladodi, if it's loy shavchaladodi, so then we say the reason is why on this side there is a bue. And on that side, Kineged, there is a bue, two different causes. It's not one common cause. But if it is shavchaladodi, and it's in the area of the simpenes, so then it's not reasonable to say they emanate, the two bues originate in two different causes. Because since the shavchaladodi, so that's a raya that they emanate from one cause. And it's in the area of simpenes, so it's a riot that the simpenes are deteriorated. That's why it's late. Alright, now here, he says, Mora hanikeres leiva leiva, shel kovit, I shafke la adode, so chode hi ukshero, vilo I shafke, so then, if it's nikeres leiva leiva, so if it is shafke la adode, so that means it's one moro, but ilo I shafke la adode is straight. So the Shach says, "V'yavlo gav di berei a little similar mitzayin siv hey amrila nifre, haim mishum simpenis." So they are other rabbi, if it's Shafrala Adode, so it's a raya that they emanate from, they originate in one cause. And since both abscesses, both cysts, happen to be in the area of the sympanes, so the melee it's a raglimly dogo, that the sympanes are mikulko. That's why it's trained for. Mashengen here it can only become trained for on the basis of Kolyesa Kenotodon. So in other words, only if it has two gallbladders. So if it is Loishafra Dode, so then it's considered like two. But if it is Shafra Dode, it's not considered like two. Alright. But the Ruach HaShulchan says that the whole expression of Mora Nikeres Meiva Leiva Shulkov, it is very strange. Of what significance is the fact that it's Nikeres Meiva Leiva? In Ligabe, an abscess, a cyst. So if you see a cyst, an abscess, on one side, and then on the Tzachikeneget, some Mele, and they are both in the area of the Simpenes, so it's a raya, since they are, you see the cyst, and the bue, on both sides, so it's a raya that they originate in the common cause. And if they originate the common cause and it's in the area of the sympanis, it's a raya that the sympanis are the cocoa. So it's trayful. Mashing in here there is a loche of Kolyesa Kenotula. In other words, two gallbladders is trayful, one gallbladder. So it all depends whether it's two or it's one. If it's two, so even if it's not Nikeres Meiva Leiva, if it's two, and if it's one, so even if it's Nikeres Meiva Leiva, what difference does it make? So what's the significance of Nikeres Meiva Leiva? But still he says it's very strange. Mora Nikeres Meiva Leiva Shokovi. In Shafra Dode here, the question is, does it make a difference whether the two mors, now if it has two separate mors, so does it make any difference whether the two separate mors are just Zekinegetze or they're not Zekinegetze? Suppose one is here, and the other one is adjacent to it. It's not Zekinegetze, but if it's two separate, some mele, it's prayed for. So he says here, Ishafrela Hadode Chodi Yuksheiro. So the criterion is whether it's Shafrela Hadode that was mentioned before, or it's not Shafrela Hadode. If it's not Shafrela Hadode, so if it is Shafrela Hadode, so Chodehu Yuksheiro, and if it's Loi Shafrela Hadode, So then it is straightforward because it's two, you have two gallbladders, not because it's Nikeres Meiva Leiva. Not because it's Nikeres Meiva Leiva. So it's a very straight, very difficult. So we have to say, he says it's all here, it's a tumua. This prerequisite of Nikeres Meiva Leiva, of what significance is it? Here it's a question. Over there, we got me some penis. So if it's Nikeres Meiva Leiva, so it's a raya. That there is a common cause for both. But here, the question is, does the behavior have two gallbladders or one gallbladder? So what is the criteria? If the one empties out into the other, so then it's one gallbladder. If it doesn't empty out into it, one does not empty out into the other, it's two gallbladders. But why does he mention Mora Nikeres Meiva Leiva? So we have to say, I didn't see that anyone should say it. Then now, the Mechaba before mentioned, so that means that if they are joined together, they come together over a distance of an etzba, of reichat etzba, then they are considered as one gallbladder, even though they are loishafaladari. So apparently this is what Ramon means. That's the modis of Heter, Moro hanikeres meiva leiva shel kovit. So he says, v'loishafaladode treife. So the kasha of the Ruach HaShulchan is, v'loishafaladode, so who cares whether it's nika meiva leiva or not? Even if it's not nika meiva leiva. So the answer is, the Ramo has reference to a case where it's Loi Shafra Adode, but on the other hand, they are Mechuber they were dovuk, becoming moiroi hafetzba, kachas. They were together along a distance of reich hafetzba, they were together. So if it wouldn't be nikeres mevaleiver, then they would be considered as, so then they would be considered as one. Then they would be considered as one. In other words, if, let's say, you'll have one gallbladder, and then adjacent to it, you would have another gallbladder, and they would be separate, but along Reich HaFetzba, they would be dobuk to the kovit. Just along Reich HaFetzba, they would be dobuk to the kovit. And it's even, it's, and so, and if it's not Meivaleiver, even though it's Lo Shafra Adode, they would be considered as one gallbladder, even though it's Lo Shafra Adode. Mashenkein, if it's Meivaleiver, they're not. One is opposite the other, so then they are considered as two. Even it's Lo Shafra Adode, and one is opposite the other. It's not one is close, is adjacent to the other, but opposite the other. So Mimele, they would be considered as two, even though along Reich HaFetzba, they are dovuk to the kovit. Yesh min eifes, she'in lehem mor, k'moy toirin u'bneyeno, ve'in le'esra. Ve'in le'esra, kivin she'kol amin kach, ve'atzvi'in le'mor ha'bikovit, avol yesh le'mato somuch le'zami. So a deer does not have the gallbladder near the, in any other behemoth, so the gallbladder is near the covet. But in a deer, it's not like that. It's always on. Misha Bolifon of Faith, Shinimaka, Mini, Williams, Olimoro,